From Coleraine in County Londonderry, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you join with us as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. And this is Leslie Curran saying hello and welcome to the programme. It's good to have you tuning in as Gospel Minister and Evangelist in Coleraine, the Reverend Roger Higginson, is here to Let the Bible Speak.
I'm going to read the Word of God today as it's recorded in the 13th Psalm. If you have a Bible with you, will you please turn with me to the book of Psalms and let's read together from that wonderful Psalm 13. Psalm 13 and verse number 1, we'll read all of the psalm together. It's just six verses. It's a psalm of David. David says, "How long wilt thou forget me, O Lord, forever? How long wilt thou hide thy face from me? How long shall I take counsel in my soul, having sorrow in my heart daily? How long shall mine enemy be exalted over me? Consider and hear me, O Lord, my God. Lighten mine eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death, lest mine enemies say, I have prevailed against him, and those that trouble me rejoice when I am moved. But I have trusted in thy mercy. My heart shall rejoice in thy salvation. I will sing unto the Lord, because he hath dealt bountifully with me." God will bless this reading of his precious word. Verse number 5, David says, "I have trusted in thy mercy. My heart shall rejoice in thy salvation." We have been thinking about the whole subject of repentance over the last couple of Lord's days, and more specifically, the joy that there is whenever a sinner repents of their sin. The word repentance means to have a change of mind, and that necessitates a change of heart, a change of will, a change of direction, a change of life. The word repent, it really means to turn from our sin and to turn ourselves on to the Lord. And of course, that is coupled with faith. You can't have true saving faith without repentance. And you can't have true repentance without true and real saving faith. In Luke chapter 15 and verse 7 and verse number 10, our Lord Jesus Christ indicates that there is joy in heaven, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repenteth. Isn't that a wonderful thing? You're listening and you're a Christian and you think back to that time whenever you came to Christ and all heaven rejoiced at your salvation. One soul is precious to the Lord, and whenever one sinner repents, and the Lord comes by his Spirit and seeks out the sinner and draws him to the cross, my, there's joy in heaven. But not only is there joy in heaven whenever a sinner repents, but there's also joy in the heart whenever a sinner repents. Personal joy. Listen to the psalmist David, Psalm 13 and verse 5. "My heart shall rejoice in thy salvation." Real, authentic, lasting joy is something that our world knows absolutely nothing about. The world might know something about temporal, fleeting happiness, or they might even know something of the reality of pleasures for a season, but not of real joy. Maybe a child is born into the world and there's happiness, there's gladness, even thankfulness, perhaps. Whenever a sinner gets involved in their sin, they might enjoy it for a little while. They might have pleasure in it, but the Bible says in Hebrews 11, the pleasures of sin are but for a season. Yes, they might have a sense of temporal happiness for a few moments. The effects of alcohol or drugs or illicit sex maybe produce certain level of pleasure, but it's very short-lived. There's no joy. No real lasting joy in the heart of the sinner. Lack of joy is part of the curse of sin. You remember whenever God confronted Adam and Eve in the garden after they had sinned against the Lord and disobeyed him and broken their covenant with him and eaten of that forbidden fruit, the Lord, because he is holy and just and true and keeps his word, keeps his promises as well as his threats, said in verse number 16 of Genesis 3 unto the woman, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception. In sorrow thou shalt bring forth children, and thy desire shall be to thy husband, he shall rule over thee. And unto Adam he said, because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, and hast eaten of the tree of which I commanded thee, saying, thou shalt not eat of it, cursed is the ground for thy sake. In sorrow shalt thou eat of it all of the days of thy life. Thorns and thistles shall it bring forth unto thee, and thou shalt eat the herb of the field. The curse resulted for Adam and Eve and their posterity in sorrow. And every which way man goes in this world, ultimately, by and by, whenever all is said and done, he ultimately faces and experiences great sorrow. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 12 and 13. There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Even in laughter, the heart is sorrowful, and the end of that mirth is heaviness. Just think about it for a moment or two. With the passing of years, sorrows increase. Hopes are not always realized. Hope deferred maketh the heart sick. And even if we do attain our goals, never really seems to satisfy us the way we thought it would, especially given the passing of time. Health begins to fail. Circumstances change. Fear seems to creep in. We look back at the good old days. We look forward, hopefully, to a better day, but we're never really that happy in the situation that we find ourselves in. This is why people often harp on about the good old days. Oh, it wasn't like this in our day, back in our day, blah, blah, blah. And they go on about the good old days, how good they were. But whenever they were living in the so-called good old days, always looking forward to the future, to a better day, never content just where they are. School days are the best days of your life. And yet all the while, whenever they were in school, they hated it the whole time and couldn't wait to grow up and start working life and no longer be under the authority of the headmaster and having to do exams and homework and all that goes with it. You know, the reality is the years roll on. Health fails. People move away. We lose loved ones. Death looms on the horizon. And we can approach the end of our life if we've lived without Christ and we look back and think, was that it? I worked and I labored and I toiled by the sweat of my brow. I went through valleys and dark experiences, and here I am now at the end of my life with nothing really to look forward to anymore. And I look back and it seems that the good old days are gone. That's why we read in the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 12, these words, remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them, while the sun, or the light of the moon, or the stars be not darkened, nor the clouds return after the rain, in the day when the keepers of the house shall tremble, and the strong men shall bow themselves, and the grinders cease because they are few, and those that look out of the windows be darkened, and the door shall be shut in the streets, and the sound of the grinding is low, and he shall rise up at the voice of the bird, and all the daughters of music shall be brought low. Also when they shall be afraid of that which is high, and fear shall be in the way, and the almond tree shall flourish, the grasshopper shall be a burden, desire shall fail, because man goeth to his long home, and the mourners go about the streets, or ever the silver cord be loosed, or the golden bowl be broken, or the pitcher broken at the fountain, or the wheel broken at the cistern, then shall the dust return to the earth as it was, and the spirit shall return unto God who gave it. Hard days ahead with the passing of years. Even young people nowadays have lost their innocence. They have tried so much long before they reach adulthood. Sexual relations and immorality and drink and drugs and alcohol, and they have seen things with their eyes that they ought not to have seen and heard things with their ears, and they've been robbed of their innocency. And the reality is that poor mental health is on the rise, prescription drugs are on the rise, self-harm is on the rise, relationship breakdowns are on the rise, suicide is on the rise, all because man does not have joy within his heart. And yet the psalmist said, I will rejoice in thy salvation. My heart shall rejoice in thy salvation. David had experienced the joy of being saved. In Psalm 40 he says, I waited patiently for the Lord. He inclined his unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, set my feet upon a rock, put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God, established my goings. Blessed is the man that maketh the Lord his trust. And he begins to really praise the Lord and worship. My sins are forgiven. My soul is saved. All things in my life are working together for good, for God's glory. I've got access to God in prayer. I've got the presence of the Lord with me. I've got a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. I've got one who'll lift the burden. I've got a purpose in life. I've got a hope in death. I've got the Spirit of God within me, the Comforter to dwell with me. I've got the Word of God and all of its promises, and I've got a wonderful hope and assurance of heaven. The joy that the repentant sinner experiences within his heart. The Bible speaks about joy unspeakable and full of glory. It speaks about joy in the Holy Ghost. Psalm 61 verse 10, I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in God, for he hath clothed me with the garments of salvation. The fruit of the Spirit is love and joy. Joy is a flag flying high from the castle of my heart. I heard about an old lady. She was converted. The minister says, how are you now since you've been saved and repented and trusted in Christ? She said, I'm happier now when I'm not happy than I was before when I thought that I was happy. I'm happier now when I'm not happy than I was before when I thought that I was happy. She had a joy in her heart. That joy can be yours if you repent of your sin and receive Christ as your Savior. There will be joy in heaven. There will be joy in your heart. There will be joy in your home. And we'll look at that next Lord's Day.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak. If we can be of any further spiritual help, or if you'd like to receive some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Roger Higginson, 30 Knockland Grove, Coleraine, BT 52 1WR. Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Roger Higginson, 30 Knockland Grove, Coleraine, BT 52 1WR. You may hear Reverend Higginson preach each Lord's Day at 11:30 a.m. and 6:30 p.m. at his church here in Coleraine on the Cloyfin Road, just at the Bushmills roundabout. For further information, you may phone us on 7032 0266, 7032 0266. We assure you of a warm welcome at all of the services, and we look forward to having you visit with us. Thank you for listening today. May the Lord richly bless you. And don't forget to tune in on this same station at the same time next week, when once again we turn to the Scriptures and let the Bible speak.